You're listening to the Salty Saints Podcast with Will and Angela Williams, a podcast meant to motivate you, encourage you, and sometimes convict you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, grow in your faith, and stand firm to the end. Here are the Salty Saints.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Today we have another very special guest with us today. His name is Mark Sowersby, and he is an ordained minister. He's been in ministry for over 25 years, and he and his wife Jennifer have been married for 17 years and are parents of four children. He's currently the pastor of Calvary Community Church in Central Massachusetts. Mark and Jennifer launched Forgiving the Nightmare Ministry in 2020. He holds a bachelor's in theology from Zion Bible College, North Point Bible College. So Mark has written an awesome book that Will and I both read this past week. It's called Forgiving the Nightmare, and it's a testimony of forgiveness, God's grace, and overcoming in the midst of life's hurts, pains, and abuses. Mark has been rescued and restored through prayer and the power of God's word. His testimony of reconciliation is timeless, yet so important for today in a world of broken people, shattered dreams, and damaged relationships. He says there is hope in Jesus. And when we read this book, that is exactly what we found. It was so encouraging to hear his story and his transparency through such a difficult trial that he experienced in his life. So we are super excited to have Mark on with us today to share his story with all of you. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, and thank you for having me on. It's great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for coming. We're excited to have you today.
It truly is a blessing, and I'm so honored to have an opportunity to share my testimony, the story of Forgiving the Nightmare, with you and your listeners.
Amen.
Mark, we're so excited, man. When I read your book, you know, we were talking before we started a podcast today, and it's telling you how much it made me cry and you know, and rejoice in the end. So it is a beautiful story, but a tragic one in the beginning. But it ends up being a beautiful, forgiveness and salvation story. And we just want you to just kind of share that with us. You can, you know, just tell us your story in the way that you want to tell it. And we will, hopefully we're going to put your book on our podcast and also a link to it so people can buy it. But we would love for you to just talk about it and just let the Holy Spirit move, man.
Well, thank you again so much. You know, Forgiving the Nightmare, the story, my testimony, the book I put into print is a story of God's redemption, the story of God's grace, the story of God's patience, the story of God's long-suffering, the story of the cross, is that he redeems us and makes us new. You know, we all have a nightmare. And no matter who we are, we've been through a journey, we've been through a storm. My nightmare was child abuse. I was abused from the age of 7 to 14 by a man who came into my life, and he abused me in every way, shape, and form. He abused me emotionally, he abused me physically, sexually, he sold me to be abused by other people. So that pain followed me all those years through being a young person, growing up, feeling rejected and lost and alone. But I'll tell you today that God has come into my life, and through the journey of forgiveness, and that's what it was for me. My miracle didn't happen in an instant. It didn't happen at one time in an altar. It happened on a journey. David says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil. I think my miracle came as I walked through my valleys and I trusted God. I had to deal with the reality of the pain that happened to me. I had to deal with the troubles and the fears. I had to be honest with God and myself. I had to deal with anger, regret, revenge, pain, selfishness. I had to deal with all those issues and lay them at the foot of the cross. And some days, it was one step forward and two steps back. And some days, I'd wake up and the lie of the enemy would try to hold me back. But you know, there came a day when God became bigger, when God's word became greater. So we all have a nightmare, no matter who we are. I don't know what your nightmare is. but I know we all have it. It could be a divorce, an addiction, a death, a sorrow, a brokenness, but we all have a nightmare. And the God that got me through my nightmare of child abuse and dealing with all those issues and pains and sorrow is a God that can get us all through. The journey's not easy. I think it wouldn't be fair for me to say it was an easy journey. You know, I felt like Paul. I had to crucify myself daily. Yeah. I had to kill the old man. I had to pick up my cross. I had to walk in that truth, in that light. I had to let God be the light into my path. And some days the flesh didn't want to do it. And I had to come to a place where I would say, God, you're greater than all the pain. You're bigger than all the fear. You know, I used to remember the days in my life where I thought I would wake up and my past would be gone. The path of the abuse and the trauma of the sexual abuse and the lies and the insecurities and the fears that followed me every day. And I was waiting for one day to wake up and that would be gone. And then I could say, God, now I'll give you everything. To be honest, that day has never come. That day has never happened. That trauma, that pain is still before me. It's still in front of me. What happened in my life is God's word, God's grace, God's spirit, God's love became louder, became bigger than the mountain of pain that I used to live with. So even though that pain someday raises its head, even though those lies someday come forth, but God's word is greater. So I tell people all the time, God is bigger. So I trust the Lord. I walk through the journey. I pray at the altar. I stand on the word. But God is our healer. God is our deliverer. God sets us free. He is the one, the way maker. He is bigger than all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's beautiful, man. I think the reason why we don't, you know, God allows us to remember our pain is to always point back to the beautiful the time that when he saves us on that cross, that we can constantly look back at and that we can have that empathy for others that have gone through it, and we can point them to the cross. And the addiction that I was saved out of, you know, whenever God saved me, you know, I still remember everything, you know, that nothing has gone away. But yet every time I remember it, I remember the cross. Mm-hmm. I remember why he saved me. And now I can reach others in that same hurt and same addiction easily, more easily than others could. And so I believe that's the platform he put me on as the platform he put you on.
Yeah.
Amen. I agree. The things the enemy used to destroy us, the things, the lies, the pain, the fears the enemy used to try to hold us back, to keep us shackled to the past and to the hurt, is the promise God is building on. The things that tried to destroy us are the things that God is blessing us with. You know, I'll say this. David faced Goliath on that battlefield that day. And we know that David, with his slingshot, made that giant fall to death. But the sword that the giant carried out onto that field, the giant was planning to take David's life with it. When David dropped that giant on that field, when David took that life of that giant because he mocked God, that sword that was carried out there that was purposed for David's death became the very sword that took the giant's head. You know, your addiction, my abuse, and everybody else's problems and hurts, the enemy has tried to cut us down with it. But we could pick up those pains, we could pick up those broken pieces, and we could give them to God and use it to be a testimony and use it to be a blessing. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen, that's exactly right.
Amen.
I loved how your book, and I just want to tell everyone, this book is a short read, and it is just packed full of such encouraging and just the information, the tools that he gives on how he was able, Mark, how he was able to come to a place of forgiveness and a place where he began to see himself no longer as a victim, but as a victor in Christ, because that is the position that we all have in Christ. We are no longer victims of our circumstances. When we have been born again, we are children of the Most High God. We are in Christ's family now, and we are not held captive to those things that have been done to us, so we can walk with our heads held high. We can walk in freedom and victory. And I just love how in part two of your book, The Trail Markers, I thought that those were awesome. And, you know, I mean, a Christian, someone who's truly been walking with Christ for any length of time, we understand that all of these, you know, prayer, the Bible, our faith, love, trust, friends, freedom, confidence, submission, and forgiveness, all of those things, we know that those are beneficial tools that God gives us that we are able to use in our walk to grow in our faith and grow closer to the Lord. But I don't think that maybe... I've never read a book that specifically is on the matter of forgiveness, where you go into such detail on each matter. And I also love how the book is filled with scripture, because when I write a blog post or I write something, I want it to be saturated in God's word, because it's not my opinions. It's this is the truth of his word. So I just wanted to tell you that. And I wanted people to know, like Will said, we are going to put a link to the book, because I just found it very, very awesome. Just the way that you were so real and open with your struggles, but then also how you came to this place of victory. So I just wanted to share a little bit about the actual book itself so that people can go and they can read your story. And if they are struggling with the matter of forgiveness, no matter what their nightmare may be, as you said, and for some of us, it, you know, prompted me when you said that. I've had multiple of these nightmares.
Sure.
But, you know, the Lord has worked so faithfully and so beautifully in our life as well. So I really want people to take advantage of this, this book that you've written, this opportunity. And also, would you tell them a little bit about what makes this such a special thing that you were even able to write this book?
Well, sure. And thank you for saying such kind words about my book and about my journey. You know, let me just start there with the part of the book that I call Trail Markers. You know, I think for many Christians that are listening today, our desire is to forgive. We have been forgiving, and it's our desire to forgive others. Mm-hmm. But some of those traumas are so big and so deep, that journey is very difficult. And we kind of beat ourselves up. We feel guilty because we know we've been forgiven much, and how can we still hold on to that? So I really start to explore that and unpack that as I talk about my trail markers. I knew that I needed to forgive my abuser and my mother and those who neglected me and rejected me. But that journey seemed so hard. So I knew that mountain was super big. So I think as I walked with God, as I know when I walked with God, God said, hey, Mark, let's move the pebble. Let's move the stone. Let's move the rock. Let's move the boulder. Let's move the hill. And then one day he looked at me and said, let's go move the mountain.
Mm.
And, you know, and I had to have the practical side. You know, I love raising my hands, and I can do a Holy Ghost dance, and I love myself some tambourine slapping, Holy Ghost dancing, amen shouting Christian. But sometimes in the journey, you need to have the practical steps. And then in my book, those trail markers, as you mentioned earlier, friends and prayer and honesty and just coming through all that, those are the trail markers that kept me to being sober about myself and honest, and giving myself permission to have bad days because God loved me. Amen. In that, the forgiveness began to come. And yes, the book itself is a miracle, because one of the casualties of growing up abused, again, you heard me say from 7 to 14, every day I was beaten, raped, sold, burned. Mm. There's a lot of things in my life. One of the casualties in my life was my education. I'm a dyslexic. Mm. That means I see words and numbers and things backwards. And God's never healed me of that. I've asked him, and I'm still trusting and believing. So when I came to write a book, I was very nervous. Academia was something that always frightened me. I was not an A-plus student. I did the best I could. But you know, academia was a thing that frightened me. And I put pen to paper because God told me to. And he put great people around my life to help me be able to write this book. You know, I wrote it in what I call Mark language. I don't think I used period or a capital. I gave it to my beautiful wife, and she's a wonderful school teacher, and she helped me kind of structure it so other people could read it. Then my publisher got involved and got editors involved. And what you read today is not just me alone. It was my story, my passion, my heart. But God, when you're on a journey for God, write a book, serve on the field, whatever you're doing for God, God brings people alongside of you to help you on that journey.
Amen. Amen. That's so beautiful and so powerful. Yeah, I'm just, that part blew me away because the book is so well written and just so succinct, you know, in the point and what you, everything that you said, just, I mean, this was definitely ordained of God, because just as you said in the beginning, you know, this is going to be short and sweet. I just told the Lord, I just want to tell my story. It's nothing about me. It's all glory to you. Just let me get it out there. And I'm very grateful that you contacted us and that you so graciously sent us this book so that we could read it, because it's really just blessed us. And, you know, like I said, we were really looking forward to having you on today so that you can bless others.
Well, I am honored to again have this opportunity to share about Forgiving the Nightmare. It's a blessing and it's an honor to be able to share with you and your listeners. But truly, what you do for the kingdom, your pulpit, your voice is your podcast. And you're preaching and you're speaking and you're sharing. And thank you for being real. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being salty saints that bring forth the light. Thank you for sharing and doing what you do. And I think that's what God wants. For me, he called me to write a book. A dyslexic kid from a broken home that didn't know which way was up, that lived in the shackles and the fear of abuse and hurt for many years. But by the grace of God, I was set free, and I wrote that in my book, Forgiving the Nightmare. And he has done the same thing in you. You have a history. You have a past. But at the end of the day, our past, our testimony, all leads us to the same place. It all ends with us saying, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
So, you know, I thank God for you guys having me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we, you know, just our conversations that we've had, you know, and different things that we've, you know, said to each other, you know, just to hear, you know, how the Holy Spirit speaks through you, we can definitely tell that, you know, just because, especially whenever we, you know, we talked the first time, you know, the prayer that whenever we prayed at the end, I still think about, because just the power of the Holy Spirit in your voice whenever you prayed for me. So, just, you know, when we know, people know when it's a God thing. And I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people out there that has gone through what you've gone through with child, you know, with the trafficking and things like that. And a lot of them don't know where to turn. And I believe this little book that you wrote is going to, you know, somebody's going to hear this podcast or any other program that you've been on, and your book is going to reach them, and it's going to point them to Jesus, and it's going to give them hope.
Amen.
And so that you're, this platform that you have, you know, right now with this, your life that Satan thought he was going to win, he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And
hallelujah.
Yeah, so that we have now seen the power, how God works through books and through podcasts and through interviews, because somebody that has gone through the same thing that you have gone through is going to find the power of God to relieve them of their hurts and pains.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we do what we do. You know, that's why we have our podcast. That's why I write my blog. We are trying, all of us just want to shine our light and point people to the light. And, you know, our mission, what we say is that, of course, we want to reach the lost for Christ, but we also want to encourage and equip the saints to stand firm to the end, you know. And so we need
Amen.
One another.
Amen.
We need one another.
Amen.
We need these messages and these powerful testimonies that point us to the all-powerful God, you know?
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
So
Well said.
Thank you, brother. Sorry for interrupting you.
No.
I was wondering if you would be okay, either if you want to read your last chapter of the book going forward, or if you want me, I've got it right in front of me, if you want me to read it, either way. I just thought that... It was just such a good ending to the book, you know? I just really loved it, and I wanted to know if we could read it out loud.
I'd be honored if you read it, for a couple things. First of all, I have probably been on, and I say only through the grace of God, I have probably been on 40 to maybe 50 podcasts.
Wow.
And there's only been one person. There's only been one person who has said my name correctly the first time. That's you. You were the only person who said my last name correctly the very first time.
Oh, wow.
It's not a common name. I know that. But you said it. You knocked it out of the park. So I would be honored if you would read that. It would be a blessing to me. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, good. I'm glad that I read it the right way. I wasn't exactly for sure, but that's how it looks to me in my mind, so I just went with it.
Perfect. It was perfecto.
Awesome. Good. Okay. Yay me. Okay. So everybody, I'm just going to read to you. This is a short little ending to his book, but I just thought it wrapped it up so well and it gave so much encouragement for moving forward beyond the journey. So here we go. It's called Going Forward. The journey of forgiving the nightmare continues in my heart, soul, and life. I am filled with many new revelations, a stronger faith, and deeper love for my neighbor. I walk truly, knowing the Lord is the lifter of my head. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Amen. Psalm 3:3. My testimony is not my identity. What I have been through has shaped me, but does not own me. The sharing of my testimony is not to garner pity or for people to feel sorry for me, nor is it for profiting off my pain. The purpose of sharing my testimony is to help others on their journey to forgiveness. My victories are in Jesus, and my weaknesses are still before me. Life does not owe me anything because I was abused. The Lord taught me to forgive, and He set me free. He longs to lead you on your journey to forgiveness and freedom also. Every day, the Lord is teaching me to be the man that He has called me to be, a father, husband, pastor, and friend. I am trusting the Lord to help me be that man. No matter what I do or where I come from, the Lord makes me who I am. Learning to forgive does not mean life will be perfect or that troubles and doubts will not come to my door. There will be challenges, victories, setbacks, and failures. There will be seasons of weeping and rejoicing. This is life. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Much of life is about attitude, and my attitude should be about the Lord. The fears, rejection, and abuse are what owned me, guided me, and led me down roads littered with insecurities. As each fear, rejection, and trauma from the abuse was released to God, He changed my heart and renewed my mind. Now I feel like a man with a new suit, a new garment, shedding off the old thoughts and putting on a new way of thinking, believing, and hoping. No longer does the rudder of unforgiveness steer my life. No more holding on to excuses or blaming myself or others. That pattern seemed so comfortable, familiar, and easy to do, yet now I stand on the Word of God and put my trust in the Lord. The old is gone, the new has come. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. Even though I don't know what tomorrow holds, I know who holds tomorrow. And the Lord will continue to lead me on this journey through its twists and turns and ups and downs. There is nothing that has happened or will happen that has taken or will take God by surprise. The Lord can and will use anything and everything in my life to bring Himself glory. My responsibility is to keep my eyes and my heart focused on Christ. The way you feel about yourself is often the way you treat yourself and how you let others treat you. In Christ, we are loved, forgiven, and secure. In Christ, we are adopted, justified, redeemed, reconciled, and chosen. In Christ, we are victorious, filled with joy and peace. What a wonderful Savior is our Lord Jesus Christ. It is challenging and a little overwhelming to be vulnerable, opening myself up to go where the Lord sends me and do what He tells me to do. I look forward to tomorrow, and I believe I am ready for what is next, not because of my ability, but because of what the Lord has done in me. As I decrease, the Lord increases. May my testimony, my story, and my life always glorify the Lord. I pray that you will find the freedom that I found in God's Word, the hope I found in faith in Christ, and the love I found in Jesus. I pray you too can forgive your nightmare.
Woo! That's awesome.
Powerful. Amen. Powerful, brother.
Yeah. She read that, and you know, I was telling you before the podcast started that she read the whole book and sent me chunks over it on audio, and I was listening to it while I was working. And I was on my mower mowing, and that last part that she sent and what she just read, I was shouting. People was looking at me like I was crazy because I was all
fired up.
So
yeah, it was so good. So good.
It's very humbling to hear the words that came out of your soul that you put on paper to hear somebody else read.
Yeah.
It's a very humbling and wonderful experience because you know it's not of you. And you were just I was just pouring myself out. You think to yourself when you're alone in that moment, you're pouring yourself out. Lord, is anybody going to hear this? Is anybody going to ever truly? Is this just for me? And it's a blessing to hear you read that. It's an honor to been able to write that. But truly, may God be glorified, and may the grace of God, the hope of God, fall on us all. The journey's not easy.
Amen.
I don't want to pretend or sell it short. The journey's difficult.
Right.
And there'll be days that you feel strong and days you feel weak. Days you want to throw in the towel and other days you think you can run a mile. But I'll tell you, God is faithful. And at the end of that journey, he will give you moments where he'll say, look what the Lord has done. And it's been and that's what the story is about. Freedom, victory, and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, it's the refiner's fire. You know, it's the walk. You know, it is a difficult walk. And that's something that people need to know. I mean, when you turn to Christ, you know, it doesn't wipe out where things has happened in your life. But what it does, it gives you a new outlook. It gives you a new purpose. You're no longer that person. Yeah. You remember those things. We remember our past. You know, what we said before, but the beautiful thing is that, yes, we will have ups and downs. We'll have those valleys. I believe we're in the valley more than we're on the mountaintop. But yet those valleys refine us.
Yes.
Those valleys is when we start leaning more on Christ and less on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And whenever we start moving forward in that, we're going to see where God's using us in ways that we would never dream of. And that's what has happened with you with this. The refiner's fire is refining you. And your story is going to reach so many people's lives. And you're going to meet so many people in heaven one day and saying, I'm here because your book pointed me to one that can save me.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
So you're going to get to see a many, many souls saved because of this.
You're touching my heart, brother. If you could see me now, you see how red my face is. Because, you know, I know I'm just a man. And my prayer is always, may the Lord be glorified. Mm. And Lord, I lift up his name.
Amen.
And I say, the Lord that saved me and delivered me and pulled me from that miry clay, brought me on that journey with its pitfalls and its victories, put people beside me, coaches, counselors, teachers, mentors, all those that he put beside me. You know, it's his story. Years ago when I started on this, the Lord reminded me very quickly. He said, Mark, this isn't your story. This is my story, which I've done through you. So that's the story I always want to share.
Praise the Lord.
I am nobody fancy. I don't have all the answers. I pay the bills just like everybody else pays. And I got kids. My son is starting to learn how to drive. Dear Jesus, pray for me.
We've been there. We get it. Three times.
Amen. So, you know, we have a real marriage. We live a real life. But we serve a real God who loves us and died for us and has set us free.
That's
Sometimes my confidence is weak, but the confidence I have in God is mighty.
Amen.
Amen, man. That's
we attest
beautiful.
To the same The exact
yes,
same thing. We are nothing but dust. You know, we're just vessels that the living water prayerfully flows through and reaches others. I mean, that's our whole desire and mission and purpose. And, you know, we never know who we may reach. And Actually wrote a blog post about this today. You know, we can get so discouraged when we look at the metrics of things, you know, as far as what I mean is like always looking at the numbers, you know, how many people are listening to our podcast? How many people are, you know, doing this? I'm sure you may even have struggled with that as far as people buying your book or whatever. I mean, the world tells us these success, you know, if we're a success or a failure by these certain measurements. And that's not how God measures success. You know, God wants us to be faithful and fruitful for his kingdom. And that's on whatever little task that he gives us. You know, we walk hand in hand with him and we just say, yes, Lord. And yeah. So, you know,
I heard a great analogy when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I heard a great analogy years ago. It said, it takes about 100 people to lead somebody to the Lord. The first person thought they'd done nothing, and the last person thought they did everything.
Yeah.
You know, because we're all testifying.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, you want to say a prayer with me? You know, but it takes those loud witnesses, it takes those silent witnesses, it takes those mighty moves and those gentle moves. God is calling, and his love is real, and his spirit is moving, and he sets the captives free from addiction, abuse, and hurt. You might need some people on your journey. You might need a counselor. You might need a coach. You might need a mentor, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But God is there in the midst of it all. God is there, and it's his word, and it's his spirit, and it's his ways that brings us through that journey and that victory. So again, you know, I think of all the witnesses I had before I said the prayer. Some were quiet and some were loud. And then one friend of mine said, do you want to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Mm. And I remember that prayer as we call the sinner's prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I've never heard that before, but that's an awesome saying, you know, that it takes about 100 people. I've never thought about that, but that's really good. Yeah. And that's exactly right. I mean, the testimony that we are putting out there as we walk in our faith walk, our journey with the Lord, you know, me and Will say it all the time. Our testimony is everything. I mean, it's so important what we're portraying to people. And just like you said, there are many ways that we can be a witness for Christ. It can be, you know, in loud messages that we're giving, and it can also be in the quiet moments where, you know, we don't have to say anything, but
that's right.
In all things, you know, may God get the glory, and, you know, let's point people to Jesus.
Yeah. Well, Mark, we're so glad that we got to meet with you, man, and got to hear your story. And we just we would love to have you on again at some point, and maybe we can get into, you know, some more of your story or something else, what's going on in your life, and just chat and see how everything's going with your journey.
Yeah, we want to give you the last word if there is anything else that you want to say.
You know, first of all, if you want to find me, you can find me. Go to our website at givingthenightmare.com, givingthenightmare.com. If you want to find me and see my ugly mug, you can go there. Also, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on all the different kind of internet stuff. I'm still learning it, but you can find me on there, Twitter, and all those things. But the best way to find me is at our website, forgivingthenightmare.com. But again, I just want to say to your listeners, God loves you. God knows where you're at. He draws near to you, and he's calling you. Give yourself some grace. Find those Aaron and Herds that will lift up your hands in the midst of the battle. Cry out to your Savior and let him walk with you. So, guys, thank you so much for allowing me to share about Forgiving the Nightmare and just rejoicing with you and ministering with you today. It's been a blessing.
Amen. Thank you for coming on. And I'm also, send me over your information that you just told in a text or an email, and I will put that in the show notes as well so that we can be sure.
And we will post it also on our blog site under resources.
Yes.
So people can go to it, and when they go to our resources, they'll find your website and your book.
Yep. Sure will.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome. So, again, it was a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much, everyone. I hope that you enjoyed this awesome message full of hope and encouragement for your walk. And until next time,
go share Jesus with someone.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening in to the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can listen to our previous shows and read our blog post at www.saltysaints.blog.